Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. As we continue here in Perek HaShutfin, and we discussed various rights and privileges and limitations on mutually owned property. Says the Gemara, now by the two dots, five lines up on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Mar. So we start quoting the Brisa that we had yesterday. Haya Sasum Ubikesh Laposcha. The Brisa had said that if there was a previous opening that was Sasum. Sasum means it had been opened and then is since been closed, and the Bala Chatzar wants to open it up, going into the other Mavui. Ein B'nei Mavui Ra'akin La'alav. If it once existed, then the other people in the alleyway cannot protest because it already was here once. He closed it up, but it was only a temporary closure. Amar Rava, Rava says, how do you know it was a temporary closure? Amar Rava, lo shanu ela shalaparat es petzimav. This is only if he didn't take down the door frame. If the door frame was still there and he just closed it up, so that's where we would say that he still has the rights to be able to open up and the Bnei Amavi cannot be ma'akev. Aval paretz et petzimav, Bnei Amavi ma'akvan alav. But when he closed it up, he didn't just close it up, but he had taken down the whole door frame and he sealed it, so then Bnei Amavi can be ma'akev because they could say, we thought you were done, right? You have shown with your actions that you are done. Interesting, implicit machlokas Rishonim here. Rashi says, what's the ikker? What are we, is it the case that he broke down the petzimen? That's the case, that's Megala Das? Or if he leaves the petzimen? Which one is the Gili Das? So Rashi, on the bottom, Rashi says, Shaloparas Petzima. In the case where he did not break down the frame. Kishen Nistam Pischa Lo Silek Mizusto Umashkofu Miftan De Gali Daite De Lo Silek Nafshe. If he leaves it, that itself is a Gili Das, that he's not removing himself. Right? That's Rashi. Gili Das, or Wasal Salik, by leaving it. If you look in the Magen Mishnah in Shechinim, he kind of seems to say the opposite. He says, when you break it, that's a Gili Das, right? That you are removing yourself from the situation. So, Lamayin Afkamina, what if there are no Petzimen? Right? Do you have to have an active showing of I'm removing myself, I'm being masalik myself, or no, as long as I don't do something that shows otherwise? That's an implicit machlokes between Rashi and the Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Shechinim, Hei Tezayin, which the Mefarshim explained. Maybe the point is related to the machlokes, or the shita that we mentioned yesterday from the Ramban and the Rashba. Meaning, what type of kinyan is this? This is not a kinyan aguf. This is about kinyan of rights. We mentioned a couple of days ago the thought from Rav Schechter in the Gines Egos. A lot of what we're talking about are chiyuvim and zechuyos of partners, but it's not in the financial sense. It's in the societal sense. What rights I have in this area. So that might be connected to this Magen Mishnah and Rashi. What a kind of an active maisa do I have to do to be megala maidas? Or could I just do something that could be understood in a certain way? So some of the achronim, I saw in the Biuri Adaf here. Vadavar tali lechora im yesh lo kinyin o stam zchus sheyesh lo badal namo shel mavui. Is it connected more to a real kinyin, or is it more of a general zchus? Shim zeo rak rishus v'zchus az dai b'stam silik shesasam af she'in ba sham betzimin. Avalim yesh lo kinyin zorach sheyegaled daito shesilek atzmo. You might need something more. The more you say it's connected to a regular kinyin, so then the more you might need. You just can't be misalek. You can't be misalek yourself. Okay, so that's Paretz Petzimav. So that's Rava's statement, limiting the Brisa, that the only time where the Bnei Mavi cannot protest is if the doorframe is still up. If the doorframe was removed, then they cannot then they can protest. So Amalei Abaya LaRava, Tani Demasalei Lecha, says Abaya, I have a Brisa that supports you, Vayis Sasum Yesh Lo Dalat Amos, if there is a house that the doorway is closed up. So then, says the Brisa, he still has Dalat Amos. Those Dalat Amos in front of the doorway, as we said, still belongs to the owner, right? That he still has rights there. Parath, that's Petzima, but once he took down the Mashkov and the Mezuzos of the doorway, so then Ein Lo Dalat Amos, he doesn't have Dalat Amos anymore. That's already the Raya to Rava. The Rishonim, the Ramban here in that piece that I just mentioned, mentions that he still has a Chelek in the rest of the Chatzar. It's not that he gives that up by closing up the doorway. He still has rights. His house is still contiguous to the Chatzer. He just loses the special Dalat Amos privilege we give to everyone who has a doorway to unload. but if he still has the rights in the rest of the chatzer. The Rush writes this also in Simin Mem Gimel. The Rush says, Hanach Dalan Amos Ein Kenuyim Lo Lios Legamrei Shelo Kishar Mamono. Like we were just saying, they're not like a regular asset like other assets. She'ein Yotzei Tachas Yado Achim Kareno Lo O Yisnedo La'acher Elo L'Tashmish Ba'alma Him Kenuyos Lo. They're kanui l'hishtamshus. K'shut tzarech lahen. V'kiin l'shigil l'badaito. She'in tzarech lahen pakas chusei minayu. And because you have been megala your das by taking down the p'tzimin, so you've been megala that these four amos you don't have any special connection to. And therefore we can just remove it from you. You're easily mochel the other parts. But let's say the rest of the chatzer, a piece of the chatzer in general, that might be more than a kinyan hishtamshus. If we each have a house or own this chatzer jointly, then you have to do more than just leaving the betzimin or taking it down to remove yourself. Right? You still have a house that's contiguous. It's only the special din of giving the dalet amos in front of the doorway, that's where it comes up. This idea of parts of the betzimav comes up in other areas as well. The Aruch HaShulchan, in Yeridaya also discusses this in Hilchas Mezuzah, in Reish Pei Vav. The Aruch HaShulchan discusses a case that comes up sometimes. Let's say somebody has a doorway and they're basically not going to use the door anymore. They put like a closet. They put a desk somewhere by the doorway. Does that doorway need a mezuzah? Let's say I don't have too much money and the next one. So I don't have too much money, and I have a mezuzah on that doorway. I want to take it off the doorway, and I want to put it on another doorway that I actually use. So if there is a doorway that is closed up, so does that require a mezuzah? So the Aruch HaShulchan here in Reish Pei Vav Simin Lamed Ches Sif Lamed Ches Yirali the Kiva the Kol Pesach Sheish Babayis Chayeves BeMezuzah Afal Pishen Yotzim Nechrasim Derech Pesach Zet Tadir Kemosha Kasafti. A doorway is not defined by usage; it's defined by physical mashkof and mezuzos, that makes a doorway, even if I don't use it so much. If it's a doorway, it's chayiv and mezuzah. So because we say that, lo mahani leishum bito levatol mitaras pesach, just because I put a closet in front of it, doesn't mean that it doesn't have a chayiv and mezuzah. Ella, what would do that? Bebito ha-petzimin legamrei. She is kena kekosa lekachalon. If I take down the doorposts, I take down the frame, and then I put up a closure. Avo bestima ba'alma, afilu hemet sham argaz gadol, she'i efshar leilech derech pesach zeh bebnei ha'argaz. I put a huge aron there, a huge dresser, mikol makom chayeves b'mezuzah. I'm still going to be chayeves, that's still a doorway. How do I know this? V'raya ladavar zeh mimash amru chazal b'babasur dafyud beis. Bayis satum, yesh lo dalet amos, parts is petzimav, ein lo dalet amos. So you see, that's what we hold in Choshen Mishpat, he says. So why should there be a difference in Choshen Mishpat and Yaradeya? To call Pesach, lo batal she Pesach me'aleh, achi yifrot is petzimav, v'hu adin nami l'din mezuzah. Very halacha l'maisa. Not all posting, where Moshe has a tshuva about this in Chelek Aleph Simin Kuf Mem Zayin, where he discusses it a little bit back and forth. Maybe if you've totally been mevatel in your mind and you put a big thing there, maybe there is more flexibility. But either way, the Aruch HaShulchan uses our Gemara in the context of mezuzah. Could you be mechalik conceptually? Sure, you can be mechalik, but the Gemara here doesn't seem to be mechalik, because now the Gemara goes to another area of halacha, not just choshen mishpat, but now we're going to go to tumah v'tahara. Right, the Aruch HaShulchan brought in yaradeya. Right, so all the different areas of halacha are emerging. Says the Gemara, bayis sasum. Eino mitame kol sevivav. An enclosed bias, eino mitame kol sevivav. What are we talking about? We know there's a halacha that's mentioned in the Mishnah Maseches Ahalas. Others are familiar with it from Beitza Dafyud, and that is sof tuma latzes. If there is a body in a house, there is a tuma. Pashtus is durabanan. Rashi in Beitza Dafyud says it's a durabanan. That not only is in the house, there's tumas ohel, if there's a body there, but also any kli that's under the doorway that the mace is going to go out, that door, anything there is also tameh. Because of sof tumah latzeis, right? The tumah is eventually going to go out there, so the Rabbanan decreed any kli that is that is found under that doorway is also tummy. That's Rashi's lashon in Beit Daf Yud. Shegazru chachamim tuma al makom shehu derech yitzias hatuma shesofa latzis derech sham. That's sof tuma latzis. Right? If you look here, there's a note in the Ma'ariv Ransberg. He says, look at Rashi later on Daf Lamed Ches, who seems to say it's halacha Moshe b'Sinai, which is a little tzarachian, right? Steer and Rashi. Sometimes we find halacha Moshe b'Sinai means a very, very ancient law, doesn't mean literally halacha Moshe b'Sinai. So, if that's what Rashi means, that could be too. But either way, that's the concept of sof tuma latzeis, and that's what the Brisa is referring to here. The source of it is in the Mishnah, in Maseches Ahalas, in Perek Zayin, halacha gimel, says the Mishnah in Ahalos, hameis babayis ubopsachim harbei kulan temeyim. A mace is in a house and many doorways, they're all tamei. Niftach ech, meaning, if I didn't decide yet which doorway the mace is going to go out from, so they're all tamei. Niftach echan mehem, but once one door opens and now I've decided the mace is going to go out, I can foresee the mace is going out that doorway. Hu tamei v'kulon tahor, then only what's under that doorway. What if there were stuff under there before I decided? And then I decided. So chashav lo tzio bechal mehem. What if I just thought about taking one of them? I didn't actually open it. Hitzel akol apsachim. The machlokah v'sharam b'silo. When you have that machshava, fine. But that's the concept of sof tuma latzeis. That's what the Gemara is talking about here. We'll mention one more question about that after we continue. So says the Gemara, bayis asum. So if I have an enclosed house, there's no doorways, right? It's all closed up. Eina metame kol svivav. So then also, I'm not metame. It's not metame all around. It's just metame in front of the doorway. Because that's what I could assume. That's the concept of sof tuma latzeis. Parat. But here, there's another din that's also involved, but let's just first read the next line. Parat, it's Pitsima Matami Kol Saviva. But once I broke down the doorposts from the doorway. Now there's no foreseeing how this mace is going to get out because they already took down the door frame from this doorway and closed it up and it's totally enclosed. So then all around. So this is a little bit more than Sof Tuma Latzeis. There's another Gzeira Durabanan that is working in this Brisa. Look at Rashi. Parat, it's Pitsima of Hare Huke Kever, Vechachamim Timu Asivas Akever Dalanamas. There's another Din Durabanan going on here. Not just the concept of Sof Tuma Latzeis, but there's a Din Durabanan that Chazal were Mitame Dalanamas around the Kever. Why? Because we don't want the Kohen, we don't want anybody to get too close. So we're Mitame around the Kever, Dalad Amos. So again, if you have an enclosed Kever, so that's all around Dalet Amos. What if you had to have an enclosed house? So Rashi is saying also, right? Harayuka kever. If it's all enclosed, it's like a kever, the whole house. The chachamim timu asvivos a kever Dalet Amos kedesha lo yikrevu osiataros ada kever v'yahilu. There'll be a roof that is overhanging. They'll go under it. V'lava datayah. They won't recognize it. So if it has a doorway, then we don't call it a kever because you know the mace is going to go out that way, and then only outside there is going to be the tumah. But if it's totally enclosed and parts of Petzimov, so we see there's a change in halacha, and therefore we're metamiyah because we consider it an entire kever going around. The Tosfos here is bothered why Rashi considers that this would be a kever, right? But we know by a kever, there's no warning signs. And therefore, people might get too close and go within Dalet Amos. But Tosfos says, Pierce Pakuntris, Kol Sviv of Dalet Amos Kekever, V'e Nir al Rabbeinu Shimshon, Dekiva de Misaimi Mechitzos, V'lek al Amechish, Shelem Ya'ala al Habayis, V'ya'ahailov, Lesal al Amemer, Shitami Dalet Amos Sviva. When you have a dead body lying there, so then you're nervous, people might get too close, or a kever. But if you have an entire house and there's a mace in the house, so is there a chash that they're going to get too close to the house? So Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. The Ritva thinks that a mechitza l'shem the mace is better than a house. To explain for Rashi, he says v'yesh lomar. He quotes Tosfos as kasha v'yesh lomar to hasam havi mechitzos dikaros l'shem kever parshi minei. If you have a kever and then you have specific walls made of dalet up the height of dalet amos that is like a warning sign, then people won't get too close. But here's a house. How are people going to know? Right, if you have an overhang in the house, it's like a body without any warning. If you say Dalet Amos away, then people are going to know what's inside, and then people will stay away. So that's a discussion of Rashi and Tosfos and the Ritva. There is another interesting Lumdish question that's asked by the Achronim on Sof Tumalatzes. Right? So again, if I know, if I can foresee that there's one doorway, so then I say only under the kalim that are under that doorway. But if I cannot foresee, if all the doorways are equal, so then I don't foresee. Ask the Achronim, ask Tos, or even Tosfos, starts with Tosfos, there in Beitza. According to the Manda Amar, Yesh Breira, one of our Shasugyas, Breira, the concept of once something is clarified, then we can see the roots of that clarification in the past. That's generally what Breira is, 10 different types of Breiras. The Amshar Shlomo has 25 pages about Breira. But, and he says it's one of the largest sugyas, if not the largest sugya in all of Shas, but, says Tosfos in Maseches Beitza, if you say Breira, so what's the whole concept of Sof Tumalatzes? Once you've decided which doorway to go out of, so why don't we say Lamafreya? There was never any Tuma. Avotema Lebeis Hillel de Islay Breira, Heche Mishkachas, Kishemes Babayis, Velop Sacham Arbe de Glotamein. They shouldn't all be Tamei. We should say, let's wait and see. Ha'ika l'meimar l'basof kishemotziyim ba'ahu Pesach. Once you take him out of one doorway, huvar ha'davar mitzchilat ha'sof ha'latzis derech sham. Right, so to ask Tosfos, if you say Breira, I don't understand the whole concept of Sof Tumalatzes. That it would be mitami all of the psachim. So Tosfos says, you know what I must be talking about? In a chinami. You're right. It only applies whether you build a new doorway. If you build a new doorway, so then, that's where you would say Sof Tumalatzes. Kegon Shaso Pesach Chadash Vahotziyo Hameis Delo Shayach Breira. There you can't say Breira. Oh, it's Megala that it was this doorway because this doorway didn't exist, right? When the original Tuma kicked in, so you can't say Breira in that. You wouldn't say Breira in that case. The other Nafkamina is that what about in the interim, right? In the interim, until there's Gilui, that's what the others say to answer up that question of Tosfos. The Pnei Yeshua there says, for the time in front of Breira. So what would Tosfos answer? Tosfos might say, no, once you say Breira, there is no time. Which gets us into the beautiful Machlokes and understanding Breira, is it Lamafreya Lamafreya, or is it Mikanu Lahaba Lamafreya? I'm allowed to view the roots of the past in the past, but only once the future happens. Once the future happens, then I'm allowed to look back and say, oh, the roots of this are in the past. Is that all Breira is? Or does Breira even allow you to rewrite history? And once the future happens, I could say that even in the past was different. And maybe that's what Tosfos would say. Well, once you have a new doorway, so it's a new doorway. And that's why I still think it's a problem of Breira. Either way, that's a machlokas over there between Tosfos and the Pnei Yeshua about Sof Tuma Latzes. So we have Choshen Mishpat, we have Yaradeya, and we have Tuma Vitara, all about Parat et Petzimav. Baruch Hashem. We continue now. Says the Gemara, sixth line. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mavos Hamafulashos, Li'ir Acheres. Different case. Not that there's somebody who wants to open up into the Mavui. Let's say there is a Mavui that goes to another city. Right? Mefulash open from two sides. There's a Mavui that goes all the way to the other city. Ubikshu Bei Ha'ir L'Sotman. And the people of one city want to close it up a little bit. Close up one side. Bnei Osa Ha'ir Makvin Alav. The people in the other city can be Makiv. No, this is our way into the city. We don't want you to block it. Even though you have rights of usage, as we've said, rights of usage doesn't mean that you could block it. And you could make our walking by impossible. Velomi boiki leka darka achrina de ma'akvi. And not only could they be ma'akev where there is no other way in, ela afilu ki'ika darka achrina nami ma'akvi. Even if there is another way in. Even if they could go around. Why? Mishum de Rav Yehuda Marav. To Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Meitzar shechziko bo rabim. Usur lekalkalo. A meitzar, a border, a pathway that people have started to use, have used for a while. Hechziko bo rabim. So then even if technically it wasn't theirs, it's your property, you're not allowed to be mekalkalit once the rabim starts using it. The Rashbam says later on, when this comes up on Daf Kuf, even if they acted b'li rishus, but if you kept quiet for a long time and you didn't say anything, then that's it. That's an allowance. It's an allowance for the people to use it. That's the Rashbam later on that Be'ez Hashem will have in a couple of months. Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Ba'abaylam yadu vishasku. Also lekalkalo devade l'rabim machal. Right, he was mochal to the rabim. Tosfos here might give a little different impression. Tosfos and Meitzar. Hainu kishech ziko birshus. If they had rishus to be machzik it, avalim bon machzik shalom rishus yishlim chos biyadam v'linko pizur v'leisav. He could just take a tool, a pitchfork, one of those tools for the field, and chase them away. Is Tosfos arguing, or is Tosfos saying right away? Once there's a chazaka without rishus, is it a full argument? We'll have to come back. That's Tosfos over here, the Rashbam over there, the Ritva also discusses it a little bit over here. What type of a chazaka is it? Pirush echziku birshus, like the Rashbam says. Ki hacha v'kanuhu la'alter behilach. Havashlo birshus, gezelhu v'embo chazaka la'olam. A little clearer than Tosfos, arguing on the Rashbam. De rabim lo mechazki liyachid v'lo machzik yachid alayu. Then read it later on. Okay. Let's continue. So again, that's also halacha lemaisa. Everybody goes to the shul, you know, using somebody's backyard. And then somebody's had enough. Somebody said, no, I want to put up a fence, you know, I want to... So if it's being mazik them, that might be different. But what if they just want the privacy? But if it's hechziku barabim, that's a question that has to be asked. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Amar of Anan, Amar Shmuel, Mivo'os ha-mefulash in l'rishas ha-rabim. If you have a mavi mefulash, an open mavi going to rishas ha-rabim, u'bikshu b'nei ha-mevo'os la-hamid lahem t'lasos, you want to put doors up. I'm not even putting up a wall, put up a door. B'nei rishas ha-rabim ma'akvin alehen. The B'nei rishas ha-rabim gets still mi ma'akev. Again, you have a road, and there's a mavi, there's an alleyway that's connected to the road, and the yards go into the mavi, and the mavi goes to the street. So the people of the mavi, where the street is, cannot put up doors if there weren't doors there originally. Why? Because sometimes it gets a little busy in the street, and the people will go a little into the mavi. And if there are doors there, they'll be too squished. And it's the rabbim are already used to this flexibility. Sover mina hani, but they thought hani mi libedal and amos. We thought, okay, maybe within the first four amos. Kidder Rebbe Zeir Amar Rav Nachman. Damar Rebbe Zeir Amar Rav Nachman. Dalad Amos Asmuchos L'Rishas Rabim. K'Rishas Rabim Damim. It's fine. The first four amos close to the street, so that's where you can't put up a door. What if they want to recess a door, though? They want some privacy to recess it. And that we thought L'Chara should be okay. And the rest of the Lohi, even closer in, you cannot. Hasam Linyan Tuma. Where do we say that there's a special status to the first Dalad Amos close to the street? That's regarding Tuma Vatara. What's Tumah V'Tahara? The halachis of Safek Tumah. Safek Tumah Berushas Arabim, Sveko Tahor. Safek Tumah Berushas Ayachid, Sveko Tameh. Right, learned out from Isha Sota. So that's what we say. The first four amos, close to the street, have the status of the street. And you can be Mako there too, Safek Tumah Berushas Arabim. Avalacha, Zimna Dadaki, B'nei Berushas Arabim, V'ayli Tuva. But here, it's a Metzias. It's like people might get squished and go even further inside. And therefore, you can't even put the doors recessed. So, interesting, as we emphasized before, though, up on top, we compared the areas of Halacha of Choshe Mishpat and Tumah V'Tahara. Here, the Gemara is Machalik. Parath and Tetzimav, we can compare them. But regarding this Halacha, about the doors and the four Amos, that's a Chiluk, says the Gemara, between Choshe Mishpat and Tumah V'Tahara. The Meiri here says, even if they keep the doors open most of the day, right, you might think that doors, oh, because it's closed, says the Meiri. What if they keep the doors open most of the day? He says, V'yafal pishem amidinosam psuchos biyom, harbe pa'amim knufya mizdamenes, v'nitzchakin harbe ke'echad, likanis b'mavui, v'ein shir delas maspik lahem. The door still takes away some of the width of the doorway. So even if the doors are open, you know, it's still a little squishy. Oh, Shema Yizdamein Lefamim Shein Psucho. Sometimes I'll be closing the gabai of the doors. You know, might forget to open them in the morning one day. Right. So therefore, the Miri says Afal Pike. And even if they say the doors will be open, still it's called doors, and therefore it has a different area that has a different halacha, and it is aser. Right. The Gemara doesn't, but we might have even discussed another area of halacha. Arachayim. What does come up in Arachayim? Hilchas Erevin. Hilchas Erevin, we could talk about this. Hilchas Shabbos, about putting up a door. Does putting up a door, but not closing the door, does that create a Rishus HaYachid? Does that create the different areas of Halacha? We know to build an Erev, it has to be Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan. If it's Rishus HaRabim D'Araisa, we can't build what we call an Erev with the Suras HaPesach. And the strings, and lechem yikam, not Suras HaPesach, but lechem yikam, v'chan al gabehen, the strings, that only works by Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan. That's step one in building an Erev. That some poskim have certain problems in certain areas of the world, in certain cities, because they assume it's a Rishus HaRabim D'Araisa. And therefore you can't build an Erev. But most assume that most of the areas that we have are Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan, and that's why an Erev can be built. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Veloas Asadeh Achiebo Tishakav and Lazeh, V'Tishakav and Lazeh, V'Chulu. The Mishnah said, back on yesterday's daf, so how much do we split up? The chatzar has to have at least 8 amos per person. And the sada has to have this. And the gina has to have this. So, now we'll talk about that. There was a machlokas about the sada. Is it 9 kav for each, or is it 9 half kavs for each? So below pligi, the Gemara says there's no machlokas. There, markiasri, markiasri. Depended, they lived in different places. Right? And therefore, some places were more fertile, and even a smaller area was significant. And other places were less fertile. And that's why they gave different measurements. Bavel Mai, what about in Bavel? These were Shirim in Eretz Yisrael, right? All the Tanam live in Eretz Yisrael. Bavel Mai, what is the Shirim Bavel with the land is harder to plow and to deal with? Rav Yosef, base Bay Redu Yoma. As much as it'll cost to plow for a day, right? You're going to hire out an ox or ox hands to plow for a day. As much area that it takes to plow for a day, that's good enough. Why? Because if you don't have a full day's work, then somebody's going to lose, right? If it's going to be less, then the work you're going to have to pay for a full day, but the worker's only going to do a half a day job, or they're not going to be able to finish the field. That's going to be 2 days. So that's what we assume. Beirudu Yoma, just 1 day's worth of plowing. The way the Rimigash says it, here is Pirish Mashacharshim Bayom Echad Pachos Mikan. If it's a smaller area, meaning where they can't do it in 1 day, where they would do it more than that in 1 day, ein baden chaluka mipnei shetzarech liskar poel liyom ve'ein lo b'ma yavod ela miksas yom. If it's smaller, then it'll only work part of the day, but you paid him for the whole day, but you don't have any more field. And therefore, it says the Rimigash, Kivan Sheish, I'll call Echon Mayam Hefsid, Lavisha Socher HaPoel, Vosem Mixas Ayom, Ukshemashlum Lavo Doso Makam Yoshi Vubatel, Venipsa Mishalam Poel, Schar Oso Ayom Kulo, Venos El Mixaso, Lafichach Einba Din Chaluk. It's got to be 1 day full, 1 day's job. So, my Beirudu Yomas, he asked the Gemara, but there's different times of the year that plowing goes at different speeds. Yom Zara, right? We're talking about this in Shabbos also. This is the original plowing, like after a winter, and when you get to plant things, so the ground is very hard, you don't have to plant, but the later on, after things grow, there's another planting where the ground is already softer, and it's you put the seeds in, and after you harvest, and so which plowing are we talking about? We're talking about where the ground is harder, or the ground is softer. So Yom Zara, if it's the day, the day in the season where you're seeding, Shrei Yoma Karva Lohave. So even 2 days is not enough. E Yoma Karva Yoma Dezara Lohave. And if it's the time of the Karva where it's plowed already and it's easier, then you won't even have a day. So which is it? Is it the harder or the softer? So Yibay Yisema Yoma Dekarva Dekarvatani. Maybe he's talking about the Yoma Dekarva where you plow. It's talking about a place where you plow a second time, right? Says the you've already softened it, and therefore it's similar to the Yoma Dezara. Yibay Yisema Yoma Dezara Bahadure. Maybe it's Yoma Dezara where it's usually easier, but Bahadure Rashi quotes that it's like mountainous terrain. Right, it's easier time period of the season, but you know the terrain is bumpy, and therefore the plows and the cows and the oxen aren't going to be so smooth. Okay, but either way, it's 1 day. Davla, what about splitting up a water source? Right, if they have a bar in the sada, you want to split it up. So, how big does the water source have to be in order for then allow it to be split up? Amar of Nachman, Beidalu Yoma. Again, as much as it would be to be mashke a field, an Apollo could do that in 1 full day. Beidal yoma pardesa. What about a vineyard? How much to split it up? Amar avu adishmuel bashlosha kavin. Shloshas kavin. That's the size of the field. Tani nami hachi haomer lechaveiro minas bekeremani mocher lecha. I'm selling you a portion in the kerem. Sumches omer lo yifchos bigimel kavin. So it has to be at least 3 kav, because that's what we say mistamba, it means because that's the significant amount. That's what Sumcha says. Amar Reb Yossi, right, this sounds like a detailed machlokes. Reb Yossi has a very, very amazing comment. Reb Yossi says, what, 3 kavin? Ein elu ela divrei nevius. What is that, prophecy? What is he so upset about? Or is he praising? Not 100% clear. Is he saying, that's amazing, that's like nevuah? Or is he saying, what? What are you, a Navi? You're saying that? So, Machlokas Rishonim. What exactly is Rabbi Yossi talking about? Rashi says, Ein Elu Ilva Divrei Nevius Below Tam. Just like sometimes Nevuah, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a Nevuah and there's no specific reason. So, Below Tam, he says that's what it's referring to. That's what it's referring to here. Tosfos, Amar Rabbi Yossi, which sounds like not 100% clear. Maybe it's like arguing. He's like, what do you mean? Give me a reason. Why do you say that? Tosfos, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein Ela Ela Divrei Nevi'os, Lo Lishvach Ka'amar, Ela Klomar, Sh'omer Belotam, Dechia Gavni, quotes another example of that in Masechet Bechorah. So they both say that it is, it's not Lishvach. But there are others that say maybe it's Lishvach. Let's continue a little more and then we'll talk. Bibavel Mai, what's the size of a kerem in Bavel? Amar Rav Bar Kisna, Tzlasa, Tzitzasa, three rows, Bnei Tracer, Gufni, with 12 Gefanim in each row. Kihechi, Derafik, Gavra, Biyoma. So that somebody could hoe that in one day, that is what is the shear. Period. Amar Rav Avdimi. Once Rabbi Yossi made that comment though, let's talk a little bit about the relationship between Nevuah and Chachma. Nevuah and Chachma. Amar Rav Avdimi Dimen Chaifa. Yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Marsha says, we'll have to get back to the Beisham a little bit later also, Mikdash Rishon. Right? Because when did Nevuah finish? The beginning of Bayis Sheni. That's what the last Nevi'im. So the last Nevi'im were. Chag HaZachari Malachi. So that from the day that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Nitla Nevuah Min HaNevi'im V'nitla Nevuah was taken, prophecy was taken from the prophets and was given to the rabbis, were given to the chachamim. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Atu chacham lav navihu? Gemara first asked the other way. What? It was only given to the chachamim then? Meaning the chachamim didn't have any Nevuah beforehand? There was no level of siyata d'shmaya beforehand? Only once Nevuah stopped? Hachi kamar. Now this is what it means. Af al pisha nitla mina nevi'im mina chachamim lo nitla. The Chacham always had a certain level of Nevuah. And even though it was taken from the Nevi'im, it was not taken from the Chachamim. And that is why we know the Chachamim, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, who created all of the Tfilos and all of the Brachos that was B'derech, that was using the special Siyata D'Shmaya and Nevuah that they were still endowed with. The Ramban here asked the question that's bothering all of us, and that is, every Chacham is a Navi? What does that mean? We know there was certain Nevi'im, right? There were 7 Nevi'os, there were 48 Nevi'im. The Gemara says in Masechet Megillah, the Gemara lists off who the Nevi'os were. The Gemara does not list off who the Nevi'im were. Rashi has his list, and the Vilna Gaon has his list. Who exactly was a Navi? The Nevi'os, we know, Chazal say. But ask the Ramban, what does that mean? That there are, the Chachamim are Nevi'im. Avishin levuah min haNevi'im, Chacham lo nitzla. Quotes Rashi, Pirush Rashi, Avishin levuah min haNevi'im, she'einon Chachamim. V'yesh lo hashiva. Doesn't it say Masechet Zedarim, and the Rambam codifies this, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masha Shechinaso, Ela, Chacham, Gibar, Ashir. There's a process with becoming a Navi. Read the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. A person has to perfect themselves, and once they perfect themselves, and they have Espodadus, they connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every second of their life, Nevuah, according to the Rambam, is a natural result of perfecting one's religious, spiritual personality. So, every Chacham does that. What does that mean? That every chacham has some nevuah inside of him? Says the Ramban. V'yesh shehishivu. Two answers. Number one. What does that mean? That you only mashra shechina with a whole hachana. She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashra shechina so bilo hefsik ela al chacham. Avol navi shel shlichus kigo nevuas Yona ben Amitai b'shlichus Ninveh. Right? There's a difference between being a navi or getting a nevuah like one time. Bilam also got nevuah. Right, and others also receive Nevuah. So receiving Nevuah here and there, that could happen even if one is not Mukhan for it. But what the Rambam is talking about, based on the Gemara and Nedarim, that's perfecting oneself, that's being a Navi, period. But then the Ramban says a different idea. Ela hachi ka'amar. But really, we have to understand there's Nevuah and there's Nevuah. And when the Gemara here says that there's Nevuah in every Chacham, it doesn't mean that he's having a vision from God that about a certain message to give over to the Jewish people. Hachi ka'amar, afa pi shenitla nevuas ha-nevi'im, shehu ha-mare v'ha-chazon, that nevuah of visions, nevuas ha-chachamim, shehi bederech ha-chachma, lo nitla el yodim ha-emes baruach ha-kodesh ha-bekirbam. In other words, what's the Ramban saying? The word nevuah is used in two different ways. We might say a special siyata d'shmaya, a special divine help that a chacham has when he is paskening, when he is giving over something. Special siyata d'shmaya, and that we know comes up very often in the Rishonim, in the Achronim. If you look, I saw one of the Achronim formulates this idea of the Ramban as follows. The Torah Chaim says, Yesh bin nevuah kemoshe, v'shar nevi'im, sheshamu ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah mipi ha-gvura, V'yesh nevuah acheres shamisnabe lo shama davar mipi agvura. We didn't hear, the Rav didn't hear anything. Ela shemei rov chachmaso mechadesh va'omer dinim b'halachos u'mechavin ala emes ki'ilu nimsar misina kechach mi'amishna v'atalmud. V'yalze amar sh'oza nevuah sh'adam mechadesh va'omer de chachmaso lo nitzla. Meaning there's a special siyata d'shmaya so a certain level, not nevuah like we usually translate nevuah. And that we know the Ravid mentions a couple of times. The Ravid who's so nigla, you wouldn't think the Ravid has any fluff to him and any disregard. But we know the Ravid says this in a few places. I'll read it from Hilchas Lulav. Right, he writes it in Beis Abchira, he writes it in Hilchas Lulav, but in Hilchas Lulav, I think it's by Nektam Rosho of the Hadas, Perachas Halacha He, says the Ravid. Talking about the Rambam has the Shita. The Rambam holds that Nektam Rosho. If the top of the Hadas is chopped off, it's kosher. That's the Rambam Shita. Based on the Machlokas in the Gemara. Says the Ravid, Kfar Hofia Ruach HaKodesh Bebeis Medrashenu. This is the Ravid talking. Right? The Ruach HaKodesh has already been Hofia in our Beis Medrash. Mikamashanim. Ve'he'aleinu. Shehu Pasul. Kistam Mishnasenu, Daflam Mid Beis, and Sukkah. Vidivir Abi Tarfon, Shamar, I feel the Shashan Tuming Sheirin, Inyanacheru, Veloshinektam Rosho, Vakol, Barur, Bechiburenu, Vamakom, because he wrote Hilchas Lulav, the Ravid, elsewhere, Vamakom, and Nichalim and Hashemayim. Ravid says, Hofia Ruach HaKodesh, Bebeis Medrashenu, and he says that in Hilchas Beis Abchira, written by the Rambam about Kishal Asalavo. So again, what does the Ravid mean? So he's based on this Gemara. Not that there's Nevuah, but there's the Nevuah is used in a different way. That we could understand. There's a special siyata d'shmaya that certain rabbanon have when they are giving psakim. Okay, let's continue. Amar Ameimar. Ameimar now says the chacham adif minavi. In a certain sense, chacham is even better than a navi. Shneamar, but navi levav chachma. As it says, a navi has the heart of a chacham. Me nitzle b'mi havi omer katan nitzle b'gado. When you always want to compare something, you compare the smaller thing to the bigger thing. So here, the navi is compared to the chacham. Amar Abaya, let's just do this, and then we'll talk about this. Teda da amar gavar rabba milsa. I'll prove it to you, because sometimes a rabbi, a posek, will say something, and it'll be, somebody else will say the exact same thing. Doesn't that show that there's nevuah here, that they're connecting? So, Amar Rav, my kushya. I don't know if that's such a raya, but the matravayo b'nei chad maslaninu. Maybe they both think the same way. They're both under the same mazel. You know, that's not a raya, that one person says it, and the other person says it. So, Amar Rav, Rava says, no, this is what the raya is. Teda. To Amar Gavar Rava Milsei, Umis Amra Mishmei, Rabbi Akiva Bar Yosef Kavasei. They say something, and he finds out later that Rabbi Akiva said it. That's not Rabbi Akiva, it's a different, you can't just say he's not under your mazel. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Rashi on top. V'leka l'meimar b'nei chad mazel aninu. Shari Rabbi Akiva, chacham mimenu harbe. You can't compare the chacham of Rabbi Akiva to the chacham of anybody else. Right, so that's, or Rabbeinu Gershom, on the third line here, on the third white line, he says, Rabbi Akiva de kimlon de lohave me'olam gavra kavase. Whoa. Right, there was nobody like him. What about Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, he was on the. They were both in that that category, right? We know. Remember the Gemara in Menachas and Afchavtes, one of the great famous Gemaras, where Moshe Rabbeinu is up getting the Torah. Rav Moshe quotes this in the Hakdama to the Igros Moshe to explain a certain formulation. You can look there, but then on Chavtes Mabez, remember that Gemara that Moshe Rabbeinu is in Shemayim getting the Torah, and he sees Hashem Kaviyachol sewing on the crowns to the letters. Tying the crowns. The Shatan has got crowns onto the letters. So Amar Lefan of Rabbanu Shalola, Mima Akiv al Yadcha. What are you doing? Why are you showing on these crowns? Amar Lo, Hashem answers, Adam Echad Yesh, Sha'asid Lios Besov Kamadoros, V'Yakiva Ben Yosef Shmo, Sha'asid Lidrosh, Al Kol Kates V'Kots V'Kots V'Tilim V'Tilim Shalachos. He's going to darshan mounds of halachos from all of these crowns. Amar Lo, Rabbanu Shalom, Hareli, show him to me. So he put him in the back of the classroom. He couldn't understand anything until one of the talmidim asked a question. Rabbi Akiva says, Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay. But you see Rabbi Akiva, unbelievable. Just parenthetically, I think we mentioned this already in the past also, there were mountains and mounds of halachos. How many of those halachos are quoted in Shas? How many of the halachos learned out from the crowns of the letters according to Shas? Zero. We have none. Rabbi Akiva darshan so many halachas. Elu ve'elu. Not everything was quote halacha l'maisa. But we don't have any of these halachas. Kadosh Baruch Hu says he's going to darshan it. We have many other statements in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the source of Torah Shebal Peh. He's the conduit. All of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. But either way, the Gemara says that, you know, if you say something like Rabbi Akiva, that shows that there's Chachma has Nevuah in it. So it says the Gemara Amar Ravashi. So now Ravashi chimes in after Abaye and Ravu. My Kusha, I still don't think that's a Raya. Dilma Laha Milsa Bar Maslehu. You're right, you're not like Rabbi Akiva. But maybe in this thought process, you're in his mazel, and you're like Rabbi Akiva. So El Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says a third try. Teda, the Amar Gava Rabba Milsa, Umisamra Halacha Lamoshe Misinai Kavasei. Once in a while, somebody will come up to be machavi to Halacha Moshe Misinai, right? And that shows that there's nevuah. Why? What's the Halacha Moshe Misinai? Because Pashtus, as we've quoted very often, we'll have to read the next line. There's no real svara, right? And yet you said it. Oh, must be like nevuah. Let's get back to that. Let's just continue for a minute. Vidoma Kasuma Baruba. Maybe it was basically a good guess. Right, Suma Baruba is a blind man walking on top of a roof, and he falls into the house because there was like a window there, a section. It was a good guess. Who says that there was the nevuah there? V'lav taima yahiv. Can't be a good guess, right? Don't you have to give a good reason for it? So if you gave a good reason and you were mechavein, it must not have been a good guess. Period. That last line is very difficult because we mentioned very often the Rambam in the Hakdamah to Pirshei Mishnayos, where he talks about the five parts of Torah Shebal Peh, and he talks about the first two types. Pirushim ha-mekubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu and Halacha Moshe Misinai. Both of those, says the Rambam, are two different sections. Halacha Moshe Misinai is what's called Halacha Moshe Misinai. Pirushim ha-mekubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu are all the very old ancient halachas that we do not say Halacha Moshe Misinai. For example, that a priest hadar is an esrog. That's not Halacha Moshe Misinai, but that goes way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Ayin tachas ayin is kesef. It's not literal. Right? So that's not the Gemara never says that's Halacha Moshe Misinai. But that's Pirush HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Rambam, what's the difference between those two categories? Pirush HaMekubal Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, if I give you 1,000 years, you could probably come up with a Svara. A beautiful fruit? Yeah, it could be an asterisk. No problem. Right? Ayin Tachas Ayin? Okay, not literal. Okay, there are many, many legal systems that believe that. Halacha Moshe Misinai, I would give you 1,000 years, you would never come up with it. It's totally not based on Svara. Why is a Kizayas, right, the amount to eat for a Maisa Achila? Why do, that's so arbitrary. Right, three tvachim lavud. Right, what are all these? How much should we see it? Nisach hamayim. Right, so all of that you would never come up with. So that's the Rambam's chilek. So that's a little difficult according to this Gemara, because the Gemara says v'laf taima yav, explaining that there could be a svara given for a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So that's a little difficult, but we'll have to leave that problem for now. How could somebody come up with a halacha Moshe Misinai? How could somebody do that? Let's assume there's a little svara. So Rav Nevin's all right. So you see the power, this is in Dvarim, you see the power of somebody who was totally surrounded and totally his life is so committed to Torah. He says, Kishachacham Yisrael, this is on page Reish Beis in Dvarim, Kishachacham Yisrael mevatel atzmo b'fnei baro, totally mevatel ritzono b'fnei ritzoncha. So then, if he does that, he has special siyata d'shmaya, a little nevuah. So then that's it. That's he gets it. He quotes like Rashi says on Simul Avavchem, Sarech Adam Shiyu Einav V'libo V'aznach Uvanim L'divrei Torah. Adam Kazeh Mamish Mavin Madua Dafka Shachar. Why a tefillin has to be black? So you can get inside. So what this might mean is that there's no real reason that make logical, but maybe there's an internal reason that we would never come up with, but with a special nevuah, siyata d'shmaya, the Rambam would say, so then that could be a reason that one could come up with. But it's only somebody who is totally engrossed, somebody, this whole world is Torah. He views the whole world through Torah, only somebody like that. We're talking here, it's not like all of us, we like every rabbi in the world has this level of nevuah. No, special chachamim that throughout the ages are, as we've mentioned in the past, maybe are married to the Torah, right? The Gemara, Torah, Tziv Alana Moshe, Mo Rasha, Kilas Yaakov, Rav Soloveitchik, who talks about the Gemara, about Mo Rasha, Mo Rasa, every Jew has erison to the Torah, but certain Yechidei Skula in history, in every generation have even Nisu into the Torah, a certain halachic intuition. Maybe those are the Rabbanan that we're talking about here. I saw recently, there's a Chazon Ish. There's a Chai, it's just totally not connected, but it just shows you, as one of the Baalei HaMesorah, the Chazonish just looking at the Chazonish on the shelf should be inspiring. Why? Because his volume on Taurus is just as fat as his volume on Aruch Chaim. And Choshe Mishpat and Yaradeh, they're all the same equal width. Which is, he wrote on Kol HaTorah Kula. So in Meseches Kalim, in Siman Zion, the Chazon Ish just gives a little background right before he starts talking about Lumdis and difficult, challenging Mishayas and Kalim. He writes in little letters, Be'ezus Hashem, Hayom, Yom, Aleph, Tesvav, Tammuz, Hey, Tuf, Resh, Ayin. It's 5670. That's 1910. He's writing this. Shnas milchama al pnei kol haaretz asher asu mamleches Ashkenaz Austria es mamleches Russia Anglia Tsarfas. It's a world war. V'charvu ayaros v'nerusu medinos. This craziness of the world. Cities are getting destroyed. B'moshav b'nei Yisrael v'ribavos b'nei Yisrael galu b'nei Mishan u'mashena. And the Jews are fleeing, and the Jews are being killed. V'na'arei b'nei Yehuda naflu chalalim al sdei krav mizeh mizeh. Jews are falling on both sides of the war. U'ma'atu batei medrash l'torah be'ein tomeichu machzik u'muhuma rabba b'kerev kol Yisrael. Shnisrafa kimat kol ha'ir b'yom beis chafei sivan v'kol yoshve b'lachatz u'b'tzchak be'ein bayis lagur v'ein makom lalun. And now he gets into the Mishnah in Kalim. Go straight in. It's like unbelievable. It's like, look what's going on in the world. And he says, okay, the Mishnah says, a chulin kufsa machdalid. He goes straight in. That's someone who is, as is described here by Rav Nevinzal, someone who has called kulo, there's nothing else in the world. That's someone who can have the wherewithal to be zocha to the nevuah in chachma. Only someone like that. Right, that's, if you want to look it up, it's in Kalim Simin Zion. Simin Zion right there, black on white, where he talks about the craziness that's going on in the world, and he doesn't even say, okay, but I'm still going to learn. He just learns. Just focus. Just, that's nothing else. I mentioned in the past the story that the quote from, it's in the Rav Yashiv biography, that they used to say when he took a little nap every day, so they said you have to be quiet, you have to keep quiet because you might wake him up. But when he was learning, you could do anything you want in the house. You can make all the noise you want. He's not going to lose focus. He's not going to lose concentration. He's in the zone of Torah, so there's nothing to worry about. The Ran in the Drushas also discusses in Drusha Yud Beis, why does the Gemara say earlier, Chacham Adif Minavi? He says because a Chacham could say whatever he figures out. A Navi has to say exactly what Hashem told him to. So in that way, he has even a little more creativity. A little more creativity. And number two, he says, a Navi has to be proven with special osos that he's emes. A chacham doesn't really be proven. I mean, he has to act in a certain way. But once he's a chacham, he's a chacham. He doesn't have to do miraculous activities to prove that he's a chacham. Okay, that's the Ran in Drasha Yud Beis. Weiter. Am Rabbi Yochanan, miyom shachar, meis ha-migdash, nitla nevuah min ha-neviim, v'nitna l'shotim u'letinokos. Rabbi Yochanan says, since the Churban Beis ha-migdash, nevuah, prophecy, was taken away from the neviim and given to the fools, the shotim, and the children. Where's an example of each of these? L'shotim mahi, ki hada mar baravashi davi koi baristika de mechuza. Mar baravashi was in the marketplace of mechuza. Shame lehu shote, here it's some deranged person who says, the kamar, reish mesifta de malach, the rosh yeshiva, the next rosh yeshiva, b'masa machsia tivyome. Right, he is chasim. He signs his name as tivyome. And says Amar Baravashi to himself, Amar Man Chasim Tivyomei Barabanan Anah. Hey, that's how I sign my name. Is he telling me that I'm going to be the next Rosh Hashiva? Shma Amino Ladidi Kaimeli Shaita. Must be he's talking about me. So come Asa. So he went. He went to the Beis Medrash. Ada Asa. Meanwhile, Imnu. At this time, they must have been looking for a new Rosh Hashiva. So he took it as a sign that it was going to be him. But meanwhile, before he got there, Imnu Rabbanan La Osve La Ravacha Bidifti Bereisha. They started to appoint somebody else first. Kima Dashami da Asa, but once they heard that he, Mar Baravashi, came, Shadr Zuga de Rabbana Lagabe. They sent a pair of rabbis to him, Li'im Luchebe, to ask his advice. What does that mean, Rashi? Litol Eitza Rishu Islam Lichas Ravacha. Right? They ask, is it okay that we're making so and so Rosh Hashiva, not you? So Akve, the two messengers that came to him, he kept with him. He didn't let them go back and give any message. Hadar Shadar Zuga de Rabbana Lachrina. They sent another two people. They didn't know what happened to the first two. Ikve Gabe. So he kept those two also. Adamalo Be Asara until five times, until he had a minion. Once he had a minion, then he started giving shir. Kivan Damalo Ba Asara, Pasachu, Vitana, Vidarash. And he started giving shir Why do you wait for 10 people to give shir? Lefishein poschin bekala pachos me'asara, because when you give a general lecture, the yarchei kala, there's always a special element of having 10, right? The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, the Shechina Beinayim when there's 10. So Kari Rav Acha Anafshe, and then Rav Acha, once this happens, so Rav Acha, who had been the first appointee, realizes that he's losing it, realizes that Mar Bar Vashi is going to be the Rosh Hashiva, so he said about himself, I missed it. Kalei Mirin Lo, Lo Bimheir Mitivin Lo. Once something bad mazel starts, it's hard to change the mazel into good. Kalei Mitivin Lo, Bimheir Mirin Lo. It's hard to change a path of mazel. One has to act. Actually, the Meiri says, obviously, tefillah could help anything. Tefillah could change anything. And we have to remember that, even though the Gemara says what it says. So that's an example of nevuah in a shota. Tinokos mahi, what about by kids? And we find many Gemaras in Shas where tanam or amaram go over to children and say, no, psok li psukecha. What'd you learn today? Right? Remember the Acher Gemara? They go to 13 children. Okay, what'd you learn today? And each one they said, and Acher understood it as something against him. But you find that. See here too. Tinokas mahi, kihad the mas Rav Chizda, the daughter of Rav Chizda, Yasva, bakanfe davua, she was once sitting on her father's lap. Havi Yasvi kame Rava, Varabi Barchama. And two of his students were sitting in front. Doesn't say how old they were. But remember, in the days of old, people got married much younger. Right, there's even 150 years ago, right, people got married much younger. 14, 15 people got married at. So earlier in the days of the Gemara, who knows? It was even less. So she was sitting on her father's lap, and these two great rabbis were sitting in front. Amar la, man minay abay. So he says to his daughter, no, who do you think? Who do you think you're going to marry? Which one of these great Talmidim do you think? So Amar la, she says, Travaya, both of them. Amar Rava, Rava says quickly, V'yano basra, but I'm second. Because both of them means one of them is going to die before the other one. So he quickly said, I'm second. Asked the Rishonim, that's not so nice. Right, that's not so nice. And why didn't the other one pop in and say, I'm second? So Ana Basra, the Marsha here, explains, could there's also a possibility that he would divorce her? He wasn't being Mekalel. He wasn't saying that he should die. Right, divorce. But the other Amora, says the Marsha, felt that no, that you're not supposed to marry somebody who's, right, if you divorce her for a reason, maybe there's a reason, and I don't want to be in that predicament. But either way, this was the conversation. And it was Kachave. We know from other Gemaras that she married both. Amar Avdimi Dimin Chaifa, Kodim Sheyochal Adam Yishteh, before somebody eats and drinks, Yesh Lo Shtei Levavos. He has two hearts. What does that mean? He has two hearts. It means he doesn't have, most Rishonim say, this means he doesn't have clarity in terms of psak, right? Rashi, kama levavo, sheino maskim ladash lema. You have to eat breakfast to paskin properly. Remember, we had the Gemara earlier about in Bava Metzia about eating pas boker, eating breakfast in the morning. So you have two hearts. After you eat, then you have one leif. Shneamar ish navuv yilavev. A navuv, we're going to learn, it means hollow. And you're hungry, yilavev. It's like yilavev. It's like a double lashon of heart. V'ksiv nevuv luchos and metargaminan chalil luchin. Right, the mizbeach had a hollow inside. Am Ravuna Breder of Yeshua harogel b'yayin afilu libo atum kibsula yayin mefacho. Sometimes wine can open up a closed heart. Shneamar v'tirosh yinovev bisula. So again, you see the double lashon of yinovev, like we had before nevuv. So again, this is discussion that one should not paskin where one's head doesn't have clarity, right? One should be able to eat and drink, and that's why on a fast day, I always have to make sure that the clarity is there for the posek. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot more. Obviously, psokli, psukecha, all of those psukim, there's a big discussion. Is that a real level of nevuah, right? Could you trust that? But either way. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow's Daf Ezra will be put up from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up on Sunday.